Hello, this is Bob Pliska, WHMG 98.7 in Purgatsville, at the Holy Mother of God Radio Ministry and the Holy Spirit Study Institute. We'd like to remind you that my eyes have gone out, and neighbor Jeannie Donathan has highlighted some particular articles that she thought would be of interest to me, and I pass some of these on to you. Jeannie, would you go ahead?
This is from an article in The Wanderer by Ray Flores. He says, "The worst abnormality in today's culture are the child drag queens. It wasn't enough that some sick parents would exploit their own daughters in child beauty pageants, complete with bathing suit competitions. Remember the tragic JonBenet Ramsey case. Today, we see even more twisted parents dressing their little boys up in dresses, wigs, and garish makeup. These little drag queens are being celebrated on national television, fake news programs, as if nothing was wrong with it. One program even showed video of one of these little boys in full drag performing a striptease for grown men in a gay nightclub. Some of the men were sticking dollar bills in the kids' waistband. This, folks, is the new normal. The lunatics on the left are also exposing their own children to the infamous drag queen story hour events being promoted in taxpayer-funded public libraries. This is where men dressed up as prostitutes read stories to kids. Encourage the children to, quote, be who you are, end quote, which is code for be one of us. It wasn't enough to drag your kid out, pun intended, to these so-called pride parades. Parades where homosexual men and women are oftentimes prancing around naked. How do we know some drag queen won't expose himself to kids in the public libraries? As a matter of fact, one such drag queen was a registered sex offender, prohibited from being anywhere near kids. Nevertheless, library staff permitted this sick criminal to read perverse stories to the children in their community. Any parents bringing their children to these brainwashing events should be immediately investigated for child abuse." In a subsequent issue, Ray Flores had this addendum: "Representatives from LifeSite News and the Personhood Alliance hand-delivered on July 10th nearly 100,000 signatures to the American Library Association, ALA, against their promotion of the Drag Queen Story Hour, DQSH. Speaking about the delivery and the petition, LifeSite News' Schittle said, quote, "We are really enthusiastic about the fact that this petition struck such a chord with our readers. We want to thank everyone for signing this petition, and we want you to know that where DQSH is concerned, this is only the first phase of our campaign. We are committed to ensuring that this perverted practice is stopped. The psychological, spiritual, moral, and physical well-being of America's children is at stake. For a link to sign the petition, please visit LifeSiteNews.com for July 11.
Okay, well, that sort of gives you an update on what's going on in your public libraries. The question I posed with Jeannie during the reading of her article was, how about how the value of life has been lost, even exampled by the drag queen story hour. About 20-some years ago, Mother Teresa now Saint Teresa of Calcutta, in front of Bill Clinton and Al Gore at a meeting, said, you know, if you can't protect the baby in the womb, you're not going to protect people on the street. Well, it all sort of comes together. And I think we need to pray for our preachers, our ministers, our rabbis, our priests, our imams, to start talking about the value of life and God so that people can identify that life is valuable, that God gave us life and he expects us to do the best we can with it, not only for ourselves, but for the good of all. So I thought I might want to just add a little word that consider that when you hear some of the things that we will be trying to transfer to you over WHMG 98.7 out of Purgatesville, West Virginia. God bless you all, and God be with you forever. Bye-bye.